In May, the University of Maryland School of Social Work joins nearly 1,000 partners across Maryland and the nation in celebrating the 10th National Children's Mental Health Awareness Month. Children's mental health problems are more common and costly than ear infections, asthma, and bronchitis combined. Although all children have times when they're anxious, angry, or sad, an estimated 1 in 5 children experience a diagnosable mental health disorder each year. Half of those have problems so severe as to impair their daily functioning. Suicide is the third leading cause of death of youth and young adults in Maryland. Younger children are also involved. A depressed 6-year-old recently took her life by hanging with a jump rope from her bunk bed. Most children, youth, and young adults with mental health problems fail to receive needed services. Left untreated, mental health disorders typically become less treatable. Many continue into adulthood. Fortunately, most children with behavioral health problems who receive individualized services from high-quality community-based providers using evidence-based methods get better. In Maryland, we have a robust public behavioral health system with strong leaders in DHMH and the Children's Cabinet. The School of Social Work is also privileged to be a recipient of major federal grants that bolster our work in this field, and we graduate students with excellent mental health training. The School of Social Work recommits to growing the evidence base for effective community-based treatments, to increasing access to needed services, and to countering misinformation that prevents children and families from getting needed and wanted help. Please join us. I am Rick Barth, proud Dean of the University of Maryland School of Social Work, for WYPR 88.1, your NPR station.